News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
About 1.5 million of the 25 million vapes sold last year in counties around Ireland were returned for recycling, which means by my rough maths that something the order of 23.5 million of them are still knocking around in bins around the country. Now, this is according to figures from Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Ireland, otherwise known, of course, as We Ireland, whose CEO Leo Donovan joins us now. Leo, it may be disappointing, hardly surprising though, is it?
Yeah, the sale of vapes has really accelerated a lot in the last few years. We have this new electronic product that's out there in everybody's homes and everybody's bags and pockets. And look, it's a big challenge. Under an EU regulation, we have to be getting back 65% of all electronic products sold on the market. And as your stats show, look, we're only getting back about 6% on the vapes. And it's very important, not only from an environmental point of view of getting back all electronic products, particularly in relation to the vapes, which contain a battery. We also have a requirement to get back 63% of all batteries that are placed on the market. So we have a double target when it comes to vapes. And it's important that these products are brought back to
And can I just check, Leo, on those, is that by weight, by volume, or by individual unit? In other words, is a vape and a telly the same thing as far as the count goes?
Correct. Yeah, it's a national target. Over 100,000 tons of electrical appliances by weight go on the market every year. And that's excluding the renewable energy products such as PV panels and heat pumps. So we have a huge challenge in Ireland to take back all of these materials.
No, but sorry, what I'm trying to understand is, does we meet its targets if it brings back 60% of the gross tonnage of electric equipment, or do you need individual items? In other words, will this mean that you'll miss your targets by a mile, no matter how many tellies and toasters you collect?
No, the EU do base it on the average over the total waste stream, so the full 100,000 tons. But when it comes to the vapes also have a particular hazard in relation to the potential to cause fires. And that's the key message we want to get out today, is do not bin your vapes into your ordinary waste bin or your dry recycling bin that you have at home. Make sure you bring it back to a specific collection point, be it a battery recycling box. You see a lot of the We Ireland blue battery boxes around. Anybody who sells a vape or sells a battery has a legal obligation to take back that product free of charge. So we want to encourage people, where they buy batteries and where they buy vapes, bring them back to those points.
That's going to be a big change in consumer behaviour though, isn't it? Because I assume that people, when they're walking down the street and the vape runs out, they treat it like an empty box of cigarettes. They just throw it in the nearest bin. Trying to convince them to pocket that, bring it home, store it up, and then bring it to a blue bin or back to a reseller, that's a big shift.
It is. And this is the challenge that we have in the EU. We have a deficit of critical raw materials in Europe. We use a lot of these critical raw materials in Europe. So it is a big push by the EU Commission. It's part of the circular economy initiative that we've just recently issued out here in Ireland. And that is to get the mindset of the public thinking of sustainability, think of circularity, and think of the future generations. So look, if we throw away these precious critical raw materials, then we won't have them for future manufacturing of new products. So we need to work on this mindset of people, of this throwaway society, and make sure we get into more recycling.
Leo, thanks very much. Leo Donovan, CEO of We Ireland. Text say, Anton, the answer is simple. Either apply a deposit similar to cans or bottles, or even better, ban the disposable ones.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.